Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army retired CBS News. Jeff and I have exchanged pictures. I've sent him a picture of a weapon displayed in the Times of Israel with an array of Hezbollah fighters before it. It looks like a very large artillery piece. I have no knowledge of these matters, but Jeff has told me that it looks very much like a heavy weapon, a 155 or a 152, on a vehicle, so it's mobile. The reason I go into this is because Hezbollah is not a terror gang like the Houthis that have missiles and that, or and drones, and that's it. Hezbollah is an army of unknown tens of thousands, in addition to the missiles that can be launched from close range into Israel or long range into Israel. That army doesn't look, Jeff, anything like Hamas. That army looks like something that would be seriously difficult to dislodge. How do you measure what they want us to see in that photograph?
Well, they want to see again, for domestic as well as international consultant, the modern character of the Hezbollah military force in an effort to deter attacks upon them and intimidate adversaries in the process and reassure their own domestic population that they are, you know, strong and ready to go. I think it's all those particular things, which you're quite right, John. Hezbollah really deploys, I would say, an army and not a terrorist group, though, because their forces, frankly, are far in excess of many countries around the world. This is an organization that Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, boasts as being as many as 100,000 fighters, may have upwards of 150,000 rockets and missiles, as well as other heavy weapons like artillery, air defense, etc. Probably in many ways better trained, better equipped, and larger than the Lebanese army of the country that it sits in, and is therefore pretty much an independent actor. And then consequently, though they've been firing upwards of 200 missiles a day at some point in time against Israel, obviously in the aftermath of the killing of Fuad Shakur, who was a senior Hezbollah military figure in Beirut, and the subsequent killing of Ismail Haniyeh, a Hamas political leader in Tehran, we could see a Hezbollah attack, which could literally be thousands of missiles and rockets being launched every single day against Israel if that attack began, with the potential of overwhelming the capacity of the Israeli air defense Iron Dome, as good as it is, to stop all those particular weapons from passing through, at least in some degree, and striking a large number of targets all across the state of Israel.
And the only way to stop that barrage is to go in on the ground and stop it. You couldn't stop it by air. Is that correct, Jeff?
You can certainly try to stop it by air, but do you have the capacity to do so remains the question. Obviously, they could fire 1,000 of these particular rockets and missiles a day for several weeks if they wanted to, based on the forces they have, number one. You could try to take it out on the ground, but even taking it out on the ground, John, is going to be very difficult because many of these particular missiles and rockets have longer ranges. And as a consequence, you'd have to take on a whole lot of Lebanese territory to push Hezbollah back to a distance that at least many of their weapons still couldn't strike the state of Israel. Most people talk about pushing them north of the Litani River, which would reduce their capacity to a degree, but it certainly won't eliminate, based on the missiles they have at hand, their ability to strike Israel even at greater ranges.
Colonel Jeff McCausland outlining the scale of the threat right now from the north and from the east. And east of Houthis, east of Iran, and then there is the remnant of Hamas to the south. Israel is surrounded. That's what Iran intended. Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.